Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Mexico, part of the turmoil over the tariffs. However, I turn to Mary Anastasia O'Grady because there's been an election about judgeships in Mexico. Why is that important? You will learn. Mary, a very good evening to you. Enormously complicated, exhaustingly a long list, almost 300 names. Choose any 50, something like that. However, what's behind this, I learned from your most recent column, what's driving it is a mastermind, the former president, AMLO, who his successor is now in office. Is that correct? And why does AMLO, now happily retired after serving his country, why does AMLO care about so many judgeships? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. Maybe we should tell our readers or our listeners that this is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the former president of Mexico. He was president from 2018 to 2024. And he's different than the presidents that came between 2000 and 2018. Those presidents were part of kind of a reforming process in Mexico that aimed to turn Mexico from the one-party dictatorship, the soft dictatorship of the PRI, which was in power for more than 70 years, to something that looked more like a pluralistic, multi-party democracy where there were open, competitive elections. There were separation of powers. There were three branches of government that acted independent of one another. And that was really the sort of the effort. And that effort began, I should say, before 2000. It began at least in 1990 to kind of move Mexico into modernity. And when AMLO came along, he wanted to revert Mexico to this kind of centralized executive. And he actually had a name for it. He called it the Fourth Transformation of Mexico. And he was pretty good at it. He was a populist demagogue. He was very good at denouncing the rich, the business community. And there had been a lot of corruption in Mexico. So he played on that theme to get people to support him. And using the power that he got, he consolidated power to an extent. But he was thwarted both by the pluralistic Congress and also by the legislature, which over those almost 20 years had become more independent and a true independent judiciary. He didn't like that. So as he was leaving office, even though he was thwarted, he had a successor who was from the same party who he supported. That's Claudia Sheinbaum, who's now the president. And as he was leaving office, he used majorities in both houses of the legislature to reform the Constitution so that he would have elections for all members of the judiciary. And we're talking from the Supreme Court all the way down to the local level judges, elections for everybody. And as I said in my column, this is kind of a farce because the magnitude of posts in the judiciary is huge. And there's no way any conscientious citizen could have known who they were voting for in this election on Sunday. But they had to go to the polls if they wanted to participate, and they had to choose all these different judges. And it was kind of a joke, but it's a way for populism to kind of get control of the judiciary. And populism is sort of shorthand for AMLO's ruling party, which is called Morena.
And once he achieves his goal, what can he do with it? I mean, why? You talk about centralizing authority in the state. I think of Mexico as already centralized. Everything is determined out of Mexico City. So what more does he want with centralized power?
Well, it is centralized, but it was working toward decentralization. Ah. He wanted to be able to say, I rule from the executive that the state-owned oil company has priority in contracts, in bidding for certain parts of certain oil deposits. The electricity company has priority in dispatching. I rule that from the executive. And the Constitution, there was a reform in 2014. The Constitution says, no, that's not how the Constitution reads. Now he has politicized the judiciary. So the judiciary will look to the president and say, okay, what does the president want? And then we'll rule accordingly. The judiciary will be less independent of the executive and therefore more willing. I mean, we haven't seen this in action yet, but the expectation is more willing to rubber stamp whatever it is that the executive wants with respect to property rights, contracts, and overall the Constitution.
I think what you're describing is all three branches of government are now one. And under Morena, I guess, the party is, and AMLO is the godfather or the boss in charge?
Well, AMLO, of course, he's not in office anymore. And there is some debate about how independent Claudia Sheinbaum, the current president, will be, because she only, you know, she's not even on office a year. She took office in December. So she has the option of trying to be a little bit independent. But the party is very powerful. I mean, it's got the kind of power that you saw with the PRI back in the 20th century. The question is, will she act independently and refer to the Constitution and try to govern in a way that respects property rights and contracts? Or will she try to drive home the fourth transformation? And the concern is that because he is still very much the power behind the throne of Morena, that he will be calling the shots. And, you know, that's yet to be seen. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal from our news side just this week about his son, who is the deputy of the party and has enormous power, apparently, and has been basically instructed to carry out the fourth transformation. So there might be a struggle inside the party, but I don't see it in the short run. I think in the short run, AMLO remains very powerful and he controls the party, and that means he controls the presidency.
Is Morena the new PRI, or did PRI become Morena?
Well, the PRI kind of broke apart. They broke into two wings. So there was kind of a reforming, modernizing part of the PRI, and there was the dinosaur part of the PRI. Many of the dinosaurs went to the PRD, but during Morena, the PRD, which is more left, pushed back against Morena, but it was pretty much destroyed. So Morena, I would describe as sort of the new PRI, in the sense that it does politics the way the PRI did at the very grassroots level through populism and, you know, caciques, local party bosses and that sort of thing. So it's not a modern democratic institution. I think a lot will depend going forward on whether the opposition can get its act together, because it needs to, have a narrative or a platform that is appealing to the public. The Morena was just really good at handing out money and sending that money directly to households. And that strengthened a lot their power at the polls. So the opposition has to show the electorate that it has better ideas and it has to learn to compete in elections and get to the grassroots level and get rid of the corruption. I mean, the opposition has also had corruption problems. So these are some of the big challenges that Mexico faces in the next 6 years.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady for the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.